right, guys, we are back. I forgot the name of this fucking show. Y'all would not believe me. I was about to say, what the name is the goddamn show? I went away. But this is Rico Ferriero. You know I'm back with Spilling the Cocktails. Today I have with me my favorite cousin. Y'all heard her on a couple episode podcasts back when I first launched it, when Ian went on his first hiatus. Was he on a hiatus? We don't know. I'm high and I'm drunk. So we have Ratchet Nene and her fiance, Ra856. Did I say your name right, baby?
Yes, you did.
Okay. Hello, cousin. How has it been? How are you?
Life is good.
Well, that's wonderful. You're a year older and I'm a year younger. Mm-hmm. You turned 34 and I'm 23. So, we get wrong.
We just making up numbers at this point. Hey, baby, I like being younger.
Introduce yourself.
I love being younger. Yes.
So, introduce the people. Tell them who you are. We'll be back to you, Janae. Oh, hold on. You know, whatever. Ratchet Nene. I cannot edit that out, so people just act like y'all didn't hear that. So, we'll be back to you, Ratchet Nene, to reintroduce yourself. But perhaps you want to start with Ra. Hello.
Hello. Hey, I'm Ra856. Pretty much, we going to be on here talking shit all night.
Not all night. I have work.
For most of the night. Talking shit.
Before the sun goes down.
Now she want that drink.
Now she want that drink.
Now she want that drink.
Okay.
Well, the drink of the day is, cousin, what is it?
So, I had a birthday party, y'all. And, I don't know what the fuck this is, but it's good, and we getting lit, and we drinking it.
So rude. But anywho, I'm drinking that. Miss Ra
I'm
has
drinking.
An empty glass.
It was full at one point.
And what was you drinking?
1800 margarita.
I can't do that. That's
peach.
The devil.
Peach.
It was peaches.
It was
okay.
Peach.
Well, for this episode, I'm going to let Ratchet Nene and Ra856 take over. You may or may not hear me say something in the bed, but just know I'm here. She always gets me high or drunk.
Yes, I
and
do.
I think I'm both right now. So, our, host Ra for today. We don't know. She may be a permanent host. We'll see. Yeah. Anywho, but let's let Ra take over.
So, Ra passed me the mic. So it's Ratchet Nene. But I want to start off by just saying I'm happy to be a part of the show. And he said every time he come over here, he gets fucked up. Well, that's just what I do. But babe, how you feeling today?
I'm feeling great.
You feeling great?
I feel great. I'm blessed, honestly.
Yo, don't not let her fool y'all, cause she's something else. But
I feel like she got shy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But the crazy thing about it is, I'm really not shy.
Is she Mike shy, y'all?
I don't know.
It should be that much pressure. It's not. We only stream in a few countries. I think it's four. But I mean, I don't know.
I'm not shy at all. At all. Personally, I'm not.
Well, let's just start off with her. I'm gonna stay at four because it's my wife, and everybody always be like, "Oh, you so Joe." We're gonna shout out Jersey. That's my baby. That's where I met my wife at, y'all. I was I kept telling my friend a couple years back, like, "Yo, man, I'm sick of dealing with these girls from Chester and Delaware and Philly, because I'm from Chester, whatever." And I'm like, man. My friend was from Jersey. I was working at Amazon. I'm like, man, friend, I'm done fucking with them bitches. I'm going to get me a Jersey girl. And I was dead serious when I said it. Lo and behold, 3 years later, maybe like 2 years later, I'm a little, what we are, we both right now. We high and drunk. But,
I'm laughing at, Ra856's face. I'm laughing at her because she just giving.
You know how she is. She trust me. I'm strike a nerve, and she gonna get on my ass in a minute. You know, I'm just bringing her in slow. But anyway, so I met this girl. You want to talk? We can start it off like that. You want to start it off like that, babe? You think that's a good topic?
Oh, girl.
All right. So yeah.
You can tell them how you.
So
is.
So y'all, let me tell y'all how I met my Let me tell y'all how I met Ra856. So 1 year, like 5 years ago, I had
five years ago.
Literally
5 years ago.
We've known each other for 5 years.
We've known each other longer than that. So look at Rico. Rico sit back. Then Rico said he might sit back.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So 5 years ago, I was in this group called Cream on Facebook. You know, everybody put the groups and add you in there. And, you know, I'm the type of person that I don't really say too much in the groups. I just like to see what's going on or whatever like that. So I ran across this girl. Well, this girl posts. And it so happened to be Rye 856. 856. She's spicy. No. Her name was Rye. Yeah, just Rye. It was just Rob. So, she's so shady.
I wish we had the audio, video, visual so we can see her facial expression.
Coming soon. But, yeah, so I seen her in the group. She talking shit.
Remind you, y'all, this was a lesbian group.
Yes, it was a lesbian group. We are lesbians, even though I think they, you know. But anyway, put the people in the back. But, yeah, so, what's about to say? So... She used to be going live and stuff. No, I sent her. I'm sorry. I'm lying. So she used to be in the group and I clicked on her page and I'm like, oh my God. Like, she is just the prettiest little chocolate little bar I ever seen. And everybody know that no name, the ratchet name, know that I love them. Big boned it, baby. Big boned it. So,
now she lying.
Oh, I'm lying.
You tell your version and I'll tell mine.
All right. Back to me.
Let's see who has the better version.
Me. But anyway, so I sent the picture. I sent the friend request or whatever. And, yeah, I sent the friend request. So then I'm laying in the bed. I'm scrolling. I move on or whatever. I get a little inbox from her. I'm thinking it's going to be sweet and cute. Hell no. Ross said, Do I know you? What you say, babe?
Do I know you?
I said, damn, baby, it's just Facebook. I seen you, you know, and sent the fucking friend request. Like, it's not that deep. Literally, that's what I said. So then, you know, she said whatever she said back. I don't remember. And then, bam, that was the end of us.
We was... It was the end
for a little bit, you know.
The end for years.
For years. Yeah, for she years. Right. For years. For so, years. As years went on, I would see her pop up on my... on my timeline, I'd be like, damn, she's so aggressive. Like, literally, mind you, y'all, I was in a relationship at the time. So, you know, Rod just had this different, and I'll get into that later, but she had this different flow with her. So, you know, I ain't never really tried to talk to her or whatever. Plus, she had a girlfriend at the time, you know, as us becoming friends on Facebook or whatever. She had a girlfriend.
It was a homewrecker.
No. She lying.
No, it wasn't.
But I just thought that she was cute, and I sent her a friend request. Her and her friend. I was gonna call her a bald head friend, so let's just finish it out. But you know I love you, girl. If you know who I'm talking about, her bald head ass friend. So what was I about to say?
And that was shady trying to send both of us a phone request, but we gonna talk about that.
I was gonna say something. I shut my fat ass up.
Yeah, that was kind of shady though. Cause what was the purpose of sending both of us a phone request?
Cause they was like real active in the group. Like I was. You know how you need. Like I don't know how everybody is, but I'm a. It wasn't that. You know how sometimes you need your page to be a little lightened up. Mm-hmm. Is you sick of seeing the same old crying, the same old bullshit? But they was like live in this group, so I sent both of them a friend request. But when I clicked on her pictures, I was like, bitch!
I feel like she
kind of
liked
that
both of us.
Honestly, I didn't though. Oh. Cause I could have had you like a friend. Y'all, we sitting, you know, on the balcony, and the bugs,
and the bugs
is trying to bite us. So excuse me, but let me get back to it. Cause I'm really excited to explain this to y'all. So you know. So, I added both of the friends or whatever. So, you know, as time went on, I'm watching her down my story and stuff. She got a girl and stuff. So, I'm going to just fast forward. So, like, 3 years later, I'm like, damn, she's still with this girl? At least that's what it felt like. Because they don't even think they was together that long. But that's how I felt. It felt like 3 years. I'm like, damn, like, when is she ever going? Matter of fact, it was 3 years later. It was, babe. I'm sorry. I'm a little lit. Sorry, y'all. But it was, like, 3 years later. Because Ms. Rod don't like to delete pictures. So, I'm thinking she's still with the girl. Whole time, she not with the girl. Mind you, I'm single. She's single. I'm like, damn, I can't get her. Like, she just, like, what the fuck? Whole time, I'm thinking, like, man, I'm looking at the picture. Not hating or nothing. Because I ain't no hater or nothing like that. But
I'll
get to that part. So look, just mind you, the girl that I'm talking about, right? I ain't paying Ron no mind. But anyway, so I'm looking at the picture. I'm like, yo, man, like, this girl cute and all, but she all a little compared to her. I'm like, man, I know she ain't. I mean, she ain't putting no motion in behind that. At least that's what I'm thinking. So I'm like, man, she can't be. Whole time their asses broke up. So a couple months went on by. Then I'm looking in her story, you know. She posted a picture with some other girl. So I heard that, closed that one. I went back to the other one, checked the page, said, hold the fuck up. Now now that is not the same bitch that's on the motherfucking Facebook account. I'm like, that ain't the same bitch. It was just, oh, all right, so this bitch out the way. So girl, I go, it was back. And start reacting with the laughing emoji because I was pissed, y'all. I ain't even gonna sit here in front nor lie. I was pissed because I was supposed to be on the next bandwagon. But honey, she was already next. Mm-hmm. Somebody else was already next. So I was pissed off. So I, instead of just showing the angry face, I laughed at it because I thought it was funny.
But she had
another skinny bitch. Little twig. She had another little twig.
What's wrong with
Twigs? Ain't not wrong with Twigs, but you know she.
That was coming my way, but I knew that she was looking.
We're stalking and looking.
And it was funny because I would go personally to look to see if she was looking on my story. Like she would like normally be like.
So y'all hear that? She was checking for me too, y'all. She was checking for me too.
No, I had a crush on her too. So we definitely going to say that I had a crush, but I was in a situation. But then when I would be single,
Ratchet, what she doing?
No, Ratchet Nene wasn't. No, Ratchet. Let's back that up because Ratchet Nene was scared.
We ain't get to that part yet.
No, because it been past that. You passed that.
I think I need to light a cigarette, cousin.
So Ratchet Nene, y'all. So I've been had a crush on Ratchet Nene, but Ratchet Nene was acting scared. Like I did go to ask her when she sent me the friend request, did I know you? Because it was somebody that I was talking to prior with the same last name. So it was just like, so what y'all trying to play with me? Yeah, like your cousins. Like I don't want to be, you know, talking to cousins. But so that's why I asked her, did I know you? But then when she's, you know, kind of got thick smart about, well, it was just Facebook. But I was like, girl, well, now I just accept you then. Like, it's just Facebook. But I accepted her, but I went through her page and all that, or whatever, and all that good stuff. But then Ratchet Nene would randomly, like, put good morning posts and don't be rude, say it back. I would say it to her, Ratchet Nene would get offline. Ratchet Nene wouldn't even go. Ratchet Nene would read my message.
Yo, I was
and
a little scared because it's like
Ratchet Nene was scared.
Because look, she didn't even let me tell y'all how aggressive she is.
I am aggressive. I'm an aggressive femme, y'all.
Very aggressive.
So then I would say the good morning back to her, or whatever. But she would never. Sometimes here and there she would say it back, but a lot of times she wouldn't. And then one day. Right, rude, like, and I'm like, me, like, nobody ever be like that to me, like, you know, I'm a vibe, for real, like, not to be cocky, but I'm a vibe, so,
yeah,
I'm a vibe, so then, I remember another time I was smoking, or whatever, and she was like, pull up, and I was like, what's up, I jumped in her inbox, like, what's up, she reads my message
and don't reply.
So I'm like,
how was she supposed to reply? You gonna say pull up and you don't say.
So let me tell you, like, I was.
How
home.
Was she supposed to pull up?
So hold on. Listen. First of all, I was out all day smoking and drinking. I was, you know, out living my best life. I was single. I was out smoking and drinking all day. So I had got home and, you know, I just hit her up. I had built up some liquid courage to hit her up or whatever. So when she responded and she like whatever she said, what you say, babe?
I was like, what's up? Like,
yeah, she was like, what's up? I mean, oh shit! Like, I live all the way in fucking Delaware and this, that, and the third, you know, like, what the fuck, like, and I didn't know what to say or what to do, and then I got nervous and my hair wasn't done. Yeah, I was like, you know what,
but anyway,
so Ratchet Nene was scared. So then I was just like, so for a while, I was just like, man, whatever. So months even went by, so when she finally did hit me up, the same day she hit me up, somebody just called prior to that to take me on a date.
You already confirmed?
I already had confirmed the date and everything.
That's your outfit?
I was actually coming from New York or whatever. And I didn't even know she messaged me. So, the person already confirmed the date because they called me while I was in New York. And I was like, we already had a designated time, whatever.
I just set that person up.
Yeah, because but it was fine because
when I came into play.
So later on that day, me and my friend was on the phone when I got all the way back home, and my friend was like, go check Facebook. So I checked it, and she was telling me to look for something in my messages, but I was so happy she messaged me. Retchin, and they messaged me, and she said, Rye, hit me up sometime, and gave me her number. So I texted her. I'm like, bitch, my motherfucking crush text me. Fuck everything.
The world stop.
Fuck the date. Well, listen, fuck the date. Everybody was erased at that point. Everybody was erased.
For the moment, y'all.
It was not for the moment.
For the moment.
It was not for the moment. So I had text her. Mm-hmm. So soon when I text her, this hussy was going through the FaceTime. I'm like, well, this is weird.
Because I had to see if, you know how like y'all talk to people off of social media and they don't be like looking the same, like.
But I felt like I posted more than enough and I went live all the time.
You did. But, you know, I wasn't thinking at that time. I was firing my brain cells out. So I wasn't thinking about none of that. But, you know, I'm the type of person, you get in my car and I'm being you. I want to turn on the light. I need to see.
You look like
well, I done had some moments where I should have turned on the light.
Why'd you turn on the light?
Shit, I done played motherfuckers played peekaboo with me, baby.
Yeah.
I mean,
you went to the bathroom. Or you just didn't go with him.
I've been stuck plenty of times. Yo, one time
I remember even me and somebody, and I didn't know they had missing front tooth.
One time I met somebody off the goddamn party line. Don't act like y'all don't know what the party line is. I'm taking it back. It's Ratchet
and
they.
Remember we used to go in there and do the Norbit.
Oh yeah, we used to go in there and do the Norbit or whatever. But yeah, so one time, you know, I met a couple people off the party line back in my younger days, you know, and I get all the way down Philly and stuff like that. These bitches smell like fish and all types of stuff. Yeah, pussy funky. You know, so yeah, you know, back to what you were saying, you know, yeah, I wanted to FaceTime you.
She shot through that FaceTime.
Yeah.
Back on topic. She went through that FaceTime. And I'm like, well, I ain't even getting camera at first. Like, well, I'm like, well, why you call me? Like,
yo, she was not like that, y'all. She was cheesing in the
I did not phone. Get in the camera. No, I did not. I had the camera facing up.
I hate people FaceTiming. Please don't FaceTime me.
But it was like, it was awkward because it was just like, I'm just getting your number today.
You said, I want to see the face.
I don't got time for all that text.
And then we was on the phone. Right. And then we was on the phone for like the whole night. And ever since then, we just been like locked in for real, basically. Like, but Ratch and Nene used to be upset with me because Ratch and Nene couldn't stay over.
I knew she was going to bring that up, y'all.
Ratch and Nene could not stay over. And Ratch and Nene would be trying to treat me like I was one of them.
So can I ask the question for the podcast? And I can't wait till we elevate and everything and get us to where so y'all can see us and, you know, go live and y'all can respond back. But, you know, I just want to know.
It's on topic.
I just want to know, and I want to ask, starting with you, Rico, how long before you get the cheeks?
Are you like a first nighter, or it has to be a couple weeks, a couple months?
I mean, come on, bitch. Now this bitch shy. Now this bitch shy. Acting like she
hit
some. Yeah, got his tongue.
It depends. Cause when Nicki Minaj say you don't fuck no broke niggas, so it depends.
Okay.
On my mood. If I like you enough, but you can't be broke either.
Right. 856.
856.
Listen, I'm not like no fast girl. You know, I done had my shares, but nah, I'm definitely gonna make you wait. You gonna have to work for it,
y'all. If y'all only knew how long she made me wait. It felt like 6 months.
6 months?
Yo, I used to have to leave her house. This is for the adults, right?
We all adults here. Let's
if
talk.
If you lie, that's on you.
Well, no, you're not true. I'm keeping
it. No, I'm not talking about you. The people who lie say they're adults and they're
not. Oh, well, that's on them. Yeah. That's on them. But anyway, yeah, she made me wait. I'm coming over there. I got blue balls and everything else. Like, sheesh.
I ain't gonna lie. I made a couple people wait. Like, the last few people I was with, we never had sex.
You still ain't had sex yet?
Huh?
You
No, not the...
Oh, man. The dial turned over a new leaf, honey. With that song, how that song go? I ain't a hoe no more. Once upon a time, I was a hoe. But anyway, no, he was never a hoe.
I think people should wait. I feel like you should. That's something intimate, and I feel like, especially if you're trying to
at
build
our
more.
Age,
yeah,
at
I feel
our
like
age,
we're going to say, like, we need
at
to.
At our age, yeah. Like,
especially if you want more.
Yeah, at our age, yeah, I think we
you
should.
You got some people that say that they want it, like, the first night, and that's cool. Whatever floats your boat. I'm just saying, I want a little bit more.
Yo, I had to wait 3 months. You heard me?
I feel like that was
3 months. It wasn't long. And I didn't really try to push up on her because I did want to take my time with her. But it was just like, I was so fucking attracted to her, though. Like, she said I was good and I was on my best behavior. But I was just so, like attracted to her.
I used to be like, she trying, she is going to be mad. Like, I think we're going to stop talking.
But I was a good girl. I was a gentlewoman. I was a gentlewoman, but me. But I wasn't. What would you say?
No.
You, oh, okay.
Five of the bitches.
Five of the bitches.
I ain't had five of the bitches, sure. No, I was. I met her.
You did say you had seven.
I was trying to get rid of them, y'all. As soon as I met her, and I just was seeing like her standards and the things that she wasn't going for, and just how she was as a woman, I was trying to get. It was like all of a sudden the hoes ain't want to go. The hoes did not want to go. They was playing all types of games. But then when I started playing
games. You was combining the bitches together.
Oh, my
she
God.
She was combining. But real quick, have y'all noticed that I don't know, I feel weird. Every time I'm talking to somebody, I'm with somebody, it's that everybody wants to start hitting me up again or new people trying to talk to me.
We
and it's just like the weirdest thing. Everybody, why are you on my phone?
We went through that for a long time. Like
even
I remember
now?
No, not now. Well, me no. Her here.
No comment, y'all.
I plead the fifth. On my end, my ex, I swear to God, it used to be so funny. Well, it's
a couple
not,
of them.
Yeah, but the main one that was like a current ex used to literally
the one
call,
that I was the one that I was laughing at the pictures.
Yeah. Like her, like.
Can we get a picture that we can post on our Instagram?
Yes, we can post a picture. I think I can
post a picture of who? Cause y'all know I'm lit. Who we talking about? Who we posting the picture of? Me?
No,
that's all we can do. That nobody worried about her.
Every
the
time
one
we
would be was pretty.
I don't know. I didn't
no,
see
the one of them was, and that other one too. We gonna shut up. But go ahead.
I dated a couple ugly people, but ugly people.
I think we all dated an ugly person.
Out of sympathy or was it?
Because my ex, what I tell you, babe?
I don't know.
My ex was walking around with orange powder. But go ahead.
What the fuck is orange powder?
Makeup, bitch. Look how you buy at Rite Aid.
Okay, the grandma makeup.
We ain't gonna do that. That's enough shit.
But. Every time we would be together, like we would be like going to the park or something.
Yeah, I used to
and
take her on nice walks.
Never call when we wasn't together, but I would still give out the same energy. Like anybody that know me know, I have no pics. But it would be like, why? First of all, you cheated on me, so it's nothing for us to talk about. And I'm like a person like you cheat on me, you might as well just act like I'm casket dead. Like
I'm the same.
Did you bury me?
You waste my time. You irritate the fuck out of me. You do too much stupid shit. I know you're dead, so you're a ghost.
Like you're dead. So, she would call every time when me and Ratchet and Nene was together, and Ratchet and Nene at first was cool, and she wouldn't like too much say nothing. But after like the third or fourth,
like, what the fuck this bitch just
called? She was saying like, oh, why the fuck you keep calling? Like, why? Like I'm with her now. This is my bitch, and I'm like, whoa, like I'm not your bitch. Remind you, at this time, we didn't even make it, like, fully official.
Yeah, I felt like once I told her that we was, what's the word, babe? I'm a little lit. We was exclusive. See, I'm trying to tell y'all, she not that type. You see, I met her. I said, look, she different. These bitches got to get that fuck out my way. Y'all had your turn. It's my turn.
But it was, like, on both ends. Like, her little crew. them mobs was mobbing. They was mobbing. But it would just, I would never like get into it, nothing like that. Yeah. But I would never, like, I never had words with nobody or nothing like that. But it was to a point like, yo, you better handle it or it's going to be handled a different way. Yeah, and it's just like,
R-E-S-P-E, respect me.
Because it was like, because certain things I didn't know. Like, so y'all, this was like a big thing in our situation. Like, I had all ex pictures or I didn't delete anything off of social media. So it was like a thing for her. And I'm like, well, I ain't never date nobody that cared about what was old on social media. Like,
so how do y'all feel about that?
I don't even be on social media. Don't ask me.
But how do y'all feel about that? Like, so let me say, like, I know that you're currently dating right now. So, like, how would you feel if your nigga had pictures of his ex, but he dating you now? Like, and y'all, like, you know, like how y'all are. Like,
I don't feel like that's a bother to me. Like, I feel like,
okay. We know how you feel, Ra.
I feel like that's not a bother to me.
How you feel about that?
Because them bitches in the page.
I don't know what's on his social media.
I'm the type that
Would you not mad about it? Like, if you know.
Yeah,
like,
what if you knew?
I really wouldn't give a fuck. Like, but that's something to argue about. I got hard. I'm not going back. I'm not arguing with you about dumb shit. You're not gonna work on my nerves about dumb shit.
I feel like, yeah, that was like a big thing. Like, even to the point, like, in my phone, like, I had to go back.
Y'all, she had pictures where her exes laying in the bed with flowers on their pussies and naked, just in the bed with the sports bra. Look at her with the tongue out.
The pictures in the phone.
The pictures in the phone.
Well, I will say I had a lot of people's pictures in my phone that wasn't my current situation, but recently I did start deleting them my plan was to make an OnlyFans called Shit Nigga Sin. And
make sense.
I could have made a coin, but I since deleted, I think, all if not most of them. I don't know.
But no, there's
a couple dicks floating around still.
I don't think so.
I don't know. That was like a big thing. Like, I mean, even like if I didn't delete all of them and it would like randomly, like, you know how like on the iPhone it like come
up. I wish I could really talk to the listeners, because I really want to know how y'all feel about that. Like, we're gonna have to find a different way. I wanna hear from the listeners, because, you know, how do y'all feel about that? Like, y'all dating somebody, y'all feeling each other, y'all going out on dates, y'all now like spending the night, y'all might be now being intimate with each other. You feel me? Even saying that for a little word, and that person, you know, they post pictures of you, but they got pictures of the ex. So I honestly, I'm the only bitch.
See, but at first I wouldn't even do the whole posting, like the posting.
I'm lit.
I never post
the that posting
on that Polar Punch. Please give her a shout out. We're
gonna like the posting comes after. Like, I don't like people in my business, so, like, I'm private. So, the whole social media stuff don't even bother me too much, like, but I seen that it was a thing for her, so I made it, like, all right, I delete it. But, like, if you left it up to me, it wouldn't even been deleted. But the respect for her, I would just delete it. But it was so weird, though, because it was like, you worrying about this, but it was like, girl, the six bitches are still calling.
No, they wasn't, y'all.
Why was they calling?
Because they wasn't calling.
Lies. See, we ain't gonna get on this podcast and lie, baby. Because listen, it went in,
It wasn't all six bitches, is what I'm trying to say.
Certain ones.
But it's crazy though, because when they had their full chance, they wanted to be playing with me.
Girl, no, you want to know why? And this is the thing that people in relationships, and I feel like
we wasn't in no relationship. That's why I had seven of them.
Who wasn't?
Me and them seven bitches.
No, not that. But I'm saying, like, some people just don't like to be honest with people.
I don't know why people just keep it a
bean. And it's okay not to be honest, not for me. Don't you gotta tell me the truth. Like, I don't care who else you lie to. You can go lie in the church, go lie to your job. I don't care who you lie to. Don't lie to me.
Well, yo, I'm not lying in the church.
Well, that's cool, but you know, when they get to the point, like, well, like, I'ma say, like, far as my situation, I felt like it wasn't truth there. Like, she wasn't being, Wretched Nene was not being honest with these girls and dismissing these hoes. These hoes were still around because she was giving them a reason to be around.
So she was giving them false hope.
Hell yeah, she was.
Do that.
It was the
fault. I made a mistake and tried to call somebody during the podcast. I forgot.
First of all,
he's trying to call you back up.
No.
No, I wasn't trying to call no back up. I don't need no back up.
No, but it was like my wife. It was the false. It was just false. She was definitely false.
Let me tell y'all how when she gave me her number, she got me like really like starting to like, you know, talk to her on the phone and stuff all the time. This is the beginning, so I'm going back a little bit. And she really went ghost on me.
Girl, let's not talk about that. We talking about how your ass don't like telling the truth.
She went ghost.
You see how she be switching some shit, y'all? I did ghost her. I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say like I ghost her. But we just, no, honestly, y'all, we just started talking and I had COVID. I caught COVID. And
that was everybody's excuse.
No.
I never caught COVID until last year.
I caught COVID and I just started.
She came to see me when I had COVID, y'all. But she ain't want to let me. And she caught COVID after the fact. And she ain't even want to. She ain't even want me to see her or know she had COVID.
Because I felt like, what was you going to be able to do for me when I just.
That you did when I had COVID.
Nothing.
You came, you put a smile on my face.
I thought you meant like I was helping you. Because I didn't help. Nothing. And when I came,
she
I had
love the first day.
And I. Girl.
The first
she
was.
Day
I met.
No.
Yes.
I liked it.
I can say one baby. Don't get mad. Anyway, that nigga was in love the first thing you met. Anyhow, but go ahead back to your story.
No.
It like that. She was in love. She was just a.
Get the cheese in.
Oh. First of all, I thought she was weird trying to get me to meet her with her family.
Oh, yeah. I was at the park with my family.
I'm like, I'm meeting you and your family.
I was at the park with my family working out. I didn't even know I had COVID. I didn't know I had COVID.
And I came there masked up. Shield and everything.
And I was so nervous when she pulled up. I was so happy she didn't get right in my car.
I didn't want to. You had COVID.
I forgot about that.
I went to. You had COVID.
Shit, I was even steps away. But I thought that was very weird that she wanted me to meet her with her family.
Why are you having that different? Why did you have me? Why?
So I was at the park, y'all.
Well, you can't wait till another day, cousin.
No.
Well, I'm just always at the same with the same people every day.
I thought that was very weird. I'm like, I don't even know you. I don't even know you. They could be killer shit.
From our conversations, I knew she was the one.
So what did y'all talk about?
We talked about a little bit of everything, like stuff that we wouldn't want, that we didn't want, or stuff that we kind of like been through and
we wasn't trying to experience
again. No, yeah. And I told her, well, I basically
shit.
Told her what it was like. Listen, I wasn't standing for a lot of shit.
She ran down the
law. Oh, I made sure.
The first day.
Because don't even think this is what this is. If we want to be just friends and call it a day, then they're cool. Because I was cool. Like, you know, I was still kind of going on dates. So it was like, what? I was, you know that.
But it was just like, God damn. Like,
and she didn't want me to talk to nobody else, though.
I was trying to get rid of them bitches.
She didn't want me talking to nobody.
She had a whole army.
No, I was trying
she had a whole starting lineup.
I was trying to get rid of them bitches, y'all. I swear I was.
Not, no, she wasn't. She was lying.
What about now, though?
Now, yeah, but I didn't have to deal with you cheating. That's one thing I can say within these years. But, girl, them bitches, listen. One just can't go away. I don't know what the fuck wrong with this goofy.
Who?
She
tell me later.
This bitch like a annoying fly that just.
What she get bored?
I guess. I don't know.
I need to find her a girlfriend.
She need to find somebody's.
She got one.
No, but you want to know why? Because where it come back at, where people don't put people in their place and tell them what it is. They beat around it trying to spare other people's feelings.
I don't feel like baby sometimes either.
Well, sometimes. Well, you rather be mean to her or deal with me being mean to your ass? Because my mean gonna be petty.
Yes, y'all. She is something.
So you rather? I feel like with that.
I haven't let you deal with that one.
I feel like, but
shoot the girl away.
She don't allow that. Because it's like, and that's where it comes in at, where it be like, do you still want it a little bit? Because you don't put the person in their place, but yet you don't want me to put this person in their place. So at one point, what you think it's going to be?
What cousin? Cousin, you see where I fell the line at? So I guess that's your answer right there. She don't call me no more. I think she know.
She
I don't give a fuck if she don't know. That ain't my business no more. You had your shot.
Ooh. Well, you ain't gotta worry about it.
Her randomly ass always randomly popping up. It don't bother me because I feel like I'm secure in my spot, but it just be still like, bitch, you're irritating me. And we always talk about, she'll never put nobody in her place. Ratchet Nene don't say nothing. Ratchet Nene think that people is going to get it. And some people, right? No, some people just need to be told it. Because listen, and it's so weird because Ratchet Nene wants you to tell the person off on your side. But Ratchet Nene don't tell nobody off on her side.
Like, why did I tell them off?
I'm ratchet.
I ain't got time for this. I told y'all that girl know her place and where she know where my heart lies. So therefore, I feel like it ain't nothing else to be explained.
Just friends.
No,
what? Babe said we cannot be friends.
Maybe it's acquaintances.
No, if I can't be acquaintance, well, how do y'all feel about that? Can you feel like can you be a friend to an ex?
Be honest.
Honestly.
I'm friends to a couple exes, and it. But the thing like about it anymore. Is, it causes problems in relationships because I'm too honest about it, and people can't deal with it.
Girl, honest.
She about to talk about one time.
No, you not, girl. Bye.
But yeah, I'm only friends with like a couple. I'm gonna say friends, but friends last cool with a couple exes, but it's an issue.
Well, how do you feel about your significant other being friends with exes?
I'm 35. I don't give a good goddamn. If that's where you want to be, please stay over there. Like, please, come get the motherfucker. You deal with the addict.
I wouldn't say I have a problem with somebody being... It depends. It can't be like a current ex.
I'm only friends with exes that I haven't been with, like...
For years.
Years, yeah.
That, I'm okay
but
with that.
But if I come as a current ex, I don't ever want to be friends with. Like, motherfucker, please, you're dead to me. Like, but, clearly dead. We just need to bury you in some fucking ground.
I don't have a problem with... If my girl was friends with somebody, like, that she messed with 10 years ago. Yeah. Like, but if it was a current ex, later, bitch... That's how I feel.
Not even later, because I'm here.
No, I'm taking them out later, like, go to fuck head.
Oh, okay.
Like, go ahead. Like, somewhere. No,
but it's not later. It's just fuck off.
You're like, that. Yeah, fuck completely off. Like, bitch, I know your intentions, but it's so funny. Like, people don't realize in, like heterosexual relationships don't realize the in-depth of being in a lesbian relationship because sometimes, like, gay relationship, period, because dealing with two women, like, I look at things way different than she look at things. Like, mm-hmm. Ratchet Nene, I can't be friends with no ex. Like, she don't give a fuck if it was...
First grade, kindergarten, preschool.
Baby. But Ratchet Nene be like, oh, I'm going to be friends, right?
Well, they love me.
And Ratchet Nene says, this is her excuse why.
Why?
She could be friends with her ex. Why I can't be friends with mine is because she know that's how studs is. But how she can still be friends with her ex is...
Because she know how studs is?
No. Because I don't know that. You tells me that. Let's word it that way. Ratchet Nene says because she doesn't want her exes. So she can be friends with them, but I can't because my stud's gonna want me.
Does she know what they missing?
Yeah,
does she know what they missing?
But, exactly. But her exes be drooling too.
Cause they know what they missing.
Exactly. So why is it okay for you to be cool, but I can't? You want me to be able to trust you, but you can't trust me. Why is it like that in a relationship? Why is it like one sided?
I don't know. I be wondering the same damn thing. I'm like, you worry about motherfuckers. I ain't seen them. They ain't dead in years. And I don't get it.
I'm ratchet.
I just really feel like I just could be cool with my exes because I know I just don't want them, and I know that I don't give a fuck.
But do you think that makes legit sense that you can't? Okay, awfulness. Do you feel like that is okay for just you to be okay, cool with them?
Nah, babe, you right. So I don't even be cool with my exes no more.
She just came with that.
my girl good. She know how to get out of some shit so she can stop.
Nah, that's really.
That girl good.
I'm lit.
That girl good.
So I really want to shout out my girl Centaur from New York or whatever. I don't know.
That's when she know how to get out of some shit. She'll switch it.
She'll switch it. Wouldn't be mad at me because
yo.
But baby, I'm lit. I can't think of no nickname right now. But whatever you put in this punch, honey, I don't know. But ooh, they got a nigga feeling real good over here.
Back and forth. She's a big ass rock. You hoping I'm tip the chair over?
No, you ain't gonna tip the chair over. Nah, you ain't gonna tip the chair over. They pretty sturdy. You know, we had to let Rod 856 put them together.
Mm-hmm.
That's the handy woman around here.
Mm. Handy woman. I am.
My brother gonna say, Rod, you the husband.
I'm the husband, y'all.
Well, I have a wife, bitch.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. Yeah.
We all do this shit. Janae, sometimes.
It's okay, child. I'm not ending nothing, but you
listen. B is the girl at times. Up here talking about she got that manganese and everything. So listen.
And honey, you know, because
says she breaks it down.
Ratchet Nene, definitely. I feel like all studs twerk, but Ratchet Nene ain't breaking the nails. Ratchet Nene is going to hire movers. I'm not moving. Shit, bad as enough. I packed it up. I didn't even want to do that. Shit, you know how much that shit. Shit, we all over the place, but y'all get the. Shit, I'm fucked up. I'm fucked up.
Oh, man, she made the face.
Yes, y'all. I'm trying to tell y'all, honey, this stuff should be sold in stores and told to refrigerate. This shit should be sold in stores.
I'm glad my baby know how to switch the subject.
I know how to switch the subject. But yes, yeah, Rico, we definitely... Rico, we definitely got to figure out a way to, you know, talk. Because I want to hear in, or, you know, hear what the listeners got to say. And everything.
Well,
but
you can follow Spilling the Cocktails Pod.
Oh Lord, she's fucked
what
up. What she gotta follow?
You gotta follow the Instagram. Everything.
Follow the Instagram to the podcast. And
yeah, so y'all can talk to us. Like, listen, because I be wanting other people's feedback too. I probably be on this joint all the time, so I definitely need to hear other people's input.
And I feel like Rod definitely got the best, like, you know, topics and stuff like that. She come through with the cool topics and stuff like that. And she forever asking me a question.
A question?
I always got something to talk about.
Yeah, she do.
So it's never a dull moment.
It's never a dull moment. Nope. Well, y'all, that's the end of our show for today. I hope y'all enjoyed. Rico, take us out.
What's on your Instagram handle so you can get video coming from Ration?
I'm not ready for all that just yet. I want to talk a little bit more shit.
You
want to
give them yours?
Mine is...
Nobody following my girl. So pass the mic.
Well, go ahead.
Not at this moment, y'all. When I come on here a little bit more, then I feel a little bit more comfortable allowing you to enter my actual life.
Exactly.
We'll save that for the interview. But anywho, this is Rico Ferrior. And you can follow me at The Doll, a.k.a. Rico, on Instagram. I think that's what it is. I really don't know. T-H-E-Doll, D-O-L-L, a.k.a. R-Y-K-O. or go follow the Instagram for Spilling the Cocktails Official. I think that's what it is. I really don't know. But anywho.
It's that punch I'm trying to tell you.
The punch, the weed, whatever. Some good weed. Babe, I'm sorry you get trash weed. Anywho. What? I ain't been high.
Well, I'm happy that you're high. I'm happy that you're here. You know, we was just celebrating my birthday weekend. Yeah. And stuff like that. Let me tell you how this motherfucker took a nap and ain't show up to my birthday party.
I'm sorry. I needed a nap.
Yeah, he took a nap already.
It was more than a nap. It was sure the fuck was. The sleep.
It was the sleep for the night. The but sleep I really enjoyed night. Talking to y'all. I hope y'all enjoyed us. And, you know, go to the Instagram page and let us know certain topics y'all would like to talk about when it comes to relationships. Because I feel like, you know, me and Ra 856 is definitely going, you know, give the best advice. And, you know, we just want to hear from y'all.
All right. And we're out. Bye.